So we've been given an excellent introduction into the philosophy and religion of Jainism. My first question is about the Dalai Lama. He was asked, what would you like to reborn as, if you're reborn, if the Dalai Lama is to reborn? And everybody thought the Dalai Lama would like to reborn as a Tibetan Buddhist. But his answer was different. Not many people know his answers. You can read it on the internet. Somebody carried out an interview with the Dalai Lama, and he said, if I am to reborn, I would like to reborn as a Jain. Can you imagine why the Dalai Lama said, I want to be reborn as a Jain? Do you have an idea?
Actually, it's a great thing. Great thing he has told. Actually, he has gone through the philosophy of Jainism. And Jainism, as I told just now, Jainism talk of only liberation of your soul. And soul is in your body. Outside there, reflection is there. You need not to go, you are not to prepare anything. No preparation. And all for all the 24 hours, whenever you go inside and you try to realize, who am I? From where I came? Where I am to go? And what I am to do? When these questions, the Jainism says that you ask question from inner world, that who are you? And where are you to go? When these questions you ask from the soul, the reply comes from your inner side, that you are the soul, you are the pure soul. And you go on realizing it, you go on realizing. And when you have fully realized it, then you will having the pleasure. We should not talk of the emancipation, but the motto of every person to have the pleasure. What type of the pleasure? Pleasure which is having no sorrow after that. That is bliss. Difference is there in the sorrow and bliss. Bliss is unlimited pleasure. It is continuous pleasure. It never discontinues. So the answer will come from our inner world after self-realization, because Jainism is such a philosophy, it only stress on the self-realization. Because of inside, I am talking of the inner world, I am not talking of the outer world. Because Dalai Lama meditates, and with the meditation he has got the truth. And truth is inside, truth is not outside. And whenever you go in your inner world, there are no words. No words. This world is only up to intellectual.
Yes, yes.
Inner world, there is no intellectual, that is intuition. Inner world is intuition. Now I come to the reply of the Dalai Lama. He has reached to the intuition. And what the intuition says, everybody, you, yourself, myself, Dalai Lama, anybody, Jesus Christ. Every big man goes through the intuition, intuitional power, inner world, then they know the real truth. Real truth. So, that's why Dalai Lama say, because Jainism is talk of the real truth. They say that everybody is having the truth with him, that is part of the truth. Not absolute truth, not full truth. So if somebody wants to know the absolute truth, that is within the inner world, that is with Anekanand. Because he is, I have read somewhere, he was very much influenced by the Anekanand, by the Shyadvad, the theory of non-absolutism. This is the theory of only Jainism, not of other philosophy. Mm-hmm. He was much impressed with the this theory. What is theory? Non-absolute. Nobody is absolute. Till you attain the perfect truth, you are a part of the, having the part of the truth.
Yes.
So
yes.
We should respect the, everybody is having the part of We have got no struggle.
Yes.
No stress that I am only correct. You are correct. You may be correct. I may be correct. Maybe. Not I am is the only true. I may be. This maybe word is goes for the non-absolutism.
Yes.
He was very much impressed with that. And this is the only theory you will find in the Zen philosophy. That he was, I have heard his speech. I have actually read about him. He was very much impressed. That's why I say that I want to be to know or to follow the theory of non-absolutism. That's why I should take as a birth. Another thing, in the conduct part, Jainism is the only philosophy, religion out of whole 365 philosophies are there in the world at present. 365. 55 we are teaching as a professor in university, providing degree to them. Graduation, post-graduation, doctorate, post-doctorate. 55 philosophy in philosophy department. And when we go away, World Philosophical Congress is there. Whole philosophical department professors
yes.
gather 5 years. Earlier we were in South Korea. Then the perfect, this non-violent is the main motto of this. To become the perfect non-violent, that monk and nun can be, we can't be. This is the biggest part of the Jainism. That's why he was influenced. That's why he told, I want to be a Jain.
Of course. Thank you. And this is leading me to a second question. The Dalai Lama is an influential person, even in the West. Most people in the West have heard about the Dalai Lama. What the Dalai Lama says is heard by millions and millions of people. But it looks, at least to us, it looks like there are no influential Jain people in the West. So wouldn't it be a good idea to have Jain people go to the West and bring enlightenment to the West? That is my question. In the same manner as the Dalai Lama and other Buddhist monks are going to the West in order to illuminate Western people.
Ah, very good question, very good question. Actually, Jainism principle, as we know, is attractive to each other because they believe to attain this absolute truth. So actually, but the Jain monks and nuns, they can't use the convention. So those people can't go by the flight or that. But nowadays...
People like you, for example.
Nowadays, so many Jainism, these monks and nuns, they have prepared a team of the good, say, professors like me, or even the nuns of that type, or who are actually absolute as a monk and nun. But they can use the flight. They can use the convents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people, every sect of the Jainism has generated that part. They are going. At so many places they are going. So at this time, there's being much and much being preached also there. And like we people, we go abroad also. And we talk about the principles of the Jainism. And we then do some say, whatever the, how to follow that, we also tell them that the pollution. We do the virtuals also, we do the, also their activities. So you are correct. We should have the interactions. East should go to West, West should go, we should try, now it's a globalization.
Yes.
It's the present age of globalization,
yes.
Privatization, liberalization.
Definitely.
We are so grateful to the science that it has made the whole earth as our single family, as a single village. We can talk to anybody, we can interact to anybody, anywhere in the world. So we are grateful to the science. So now we should move. You come to us, we will come to you. We try to attract the good things, have good things from you, and you share the good things with us. And the evils, like the dictatorship, or like this terrorism, or to give the torture, or the violence at the domestic violence to the especially for the ladies, for the female part, or to any deprived persons, any poor persons, to to give the, say, problem to them, to give the torture to, bad things. Now the whole concept in the world with the globalization has done that we should have one religion, single religion. What is that religion? As a human religion. That is the Manav Dharma, the religion of the human, where every human being should be treated commonly, should be given respect to every human being. So now the time has come, single earth, one religion, one sky, one God, and one religion is the human religion.
Yes. Professor, let me please ask a new question which relates directly to respect for human beings. We've been to Mumbai recently, and we've read newspaper articles in which it is said, critical articles on Jainism, in which it is said that Jain people do try to force religious prescriptions upon other people. I'm quoting from newspapers. Jain people are dictating their food habits on others. There is talk about Jain fanaticism in the different communities of Mumbai. That is because of the fasting period of Pariyushan. Newspaper articles say, because India actually, it has many religions, but it is a secular country. One religion mustn't dictate their thoughts on other people. So wouldn't it have been better to say animals are suffering beings, therefore from an ethical point of view we mustn't eat animals. But the Jains say because we have Pariyushan you mustn't eat animals. So it is a question about the relation between politics and religion. What do you make out of
actually,
this?
Faith is of its own. It can't be dictated. It can't be forced. I can suggest you good thing, but I can't bound you or can't throw force on you that you will have to follow that. We should, in the Jainism, there is no force is there at all. We should not actually threshold anybody or to press anyone that you are supposed to follow it.
So according to your view, meat shouldn't be prohibited in Mumbai, in Pariyushan. Everybody should be allowed to eat meat.
Actually, it is there. Actually, two things are there. Some things I should keep mum. Two things are there. Somewhere we should react and somewhere we should keep mum. In series, say, in difference in my ideology is there. If I don't agree, but even if I disagree with you, that means I am hurting you, because you follow the things, your own things, you let it follow. That means nothing should be pressed. It is not in Jainism at all. Nothing should be forced in the provision. We have got our own theory, because we don't kill the animals.
Yes.
We don't eat the meat, and not of the meat. Some things which are tamasic, which are not good for, like this onion and like the garlic, we are not eating. But we can't force to you. You have your own food. We are taking food.
Yes, but
it's
then,
your choice.
Excuse me. Then the Muslim people in Palitana, they would say, I am not allowed to slaughter in Palitana. I will not make as much money as I did before because I'm not allowed to sell meat inside Palitana. So from a Muslim point of view, it would like the Jains are forcing upon them restrictions.
Actually, we can, what is the Jainism? Jainism says, you, by changing the heart, you convince the people by changing the heart. That is the non-violence. What is non-violence? To change the heart. You just show him the merits and demerits of anything. And even then, somebody don't adapt, we should not force him at all. No question of force is there at all. Because as you talk of the secularism and of the globalization, So many things are there.
Yes.
So I can, what I follow is my faith. I should be strict to that.
So your attitude is more open. You have a very open attitude.
Universalize your consciousness. My mentality as a professor, that universalize your consciousness. That means don't force anything.
Good.
Whatever the good things I realize, I can share with you.
Yeah.
But I should not press hold on you.
Yes,
I should not press you. I should not bound you that you will have to follow.
Yeah.
You will have to not.
Yeah.
If you have convenience, you can follow, please.
With the
and with the merits and demerits of the things.
Okay.